Hey. Oh my god, it's been so fucking long since I've gotten to see you. Holy shit. Oh, come here, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be a little bit clingy today, because fuck. Fuck, I missed you. I know, I'm sorry for abandoning you the past few months. Oh, shut up. You know that I had to move for work and I really didn't want to, but I'm back now at least. Yeah, it was chill, you know, new city, new people, blah blah blah. It was interesting, to say the least, but I gotta be honest, wasn't any fun without you. Yeah, I know. Sappy, cheesy bullshit, per usual. What about you? How have you been? Yeah, that's really good news. Holy shit, yeah. Nice. It's nothing, okay? It's nothing. It's just, I don't know, I'm happy to hear you and hear that you're happy. Yeah, I thought, you know, God, maybe I'm just so self-important, but I don't know. I was worried about you while I was gone. Didn't know how you'd fare in the big scary world without me. But I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm proud of you. Yeah, I am. I'm proud of you. Really am. I don't mean that in the condescending sense. I really am proud of you. You know, it's just that when we were younger, if we're gonna be honest with ourselves, you were a bit of a mess on occasion. Yes, you made a bunch of messes, and I usually had to be the one to clean them up for you. You can't even deny it. Don't even try, honey. It's not a bad thing. We were young and stupid. Yeah, I remember that one very big mess up you had. What was it? Like a 3 or 4 year long mess up. But we got through it, didn't we? Yeah, we did. Anyways, what's for dinner? Wow. Damn. Take out. You're really spoiling me, aren't you? Oh, here. What? It's money. Yeah, money for the takeout, obviously. You're not paying for this. I don't give a shit. You're not paying for it. Just take the fucking money, okay? Here. If you don't take the cash, I'm gonna fucking Venmo you it, so let's not make this too difficult, okay? Come on, just sit with me on the couch. Let's eat. You can pocket this away later. Yeah, I don't know. Spend it on something you want to buy. I don't fucking know. I don't really care, so just take it. There you go. Fuck. I miss this, you know? Yeah, I don't know. I miss us hanging out, eating shitty takeout, and just enjoying each other's company. Fuck. Yeah, work's been really stressful, but I just miss this. To be honest, the worst part was just not having you by my side. Oh, yeah, speaking of, when we were on the phone earlier, maybe I'm just in my own head and I'm being neurotic or overthinking things, but it kind of sounded like you had something you wanted to talk to me about. Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm just in my own head and just, I don't know, desperate for you to need me again now that I'm back. But, just wondering if there's anything up. Cause sounded like there might be, but I don't know. Oh yeah, I'm just crazy, aren't I? You're definitely not avoiding eye contact with me. Uh-huh, and you're definitely not more of a nervous wreck than usual. Come on, just tell me. You know how persistent I am, so you may as well just spill it now. Come on. Come on. No, I won't be mad at you. In our many years of friendship, have I ever been mad at you? Ever raised my voice with you? Anything like that? No, exactly. So come on, out with it. Just spit it out. Come on, honey. This is a safe space. Yes, it is. You're always safe with me, okay? Just tell me. Yes, yes, why I do indeed remember your horrifically abusive ex that haunted our lives for years on end. Yeah. Yeah, that 3 to 4 year mess up I was referring to. Like 5 minutes ago. Yes, I do indeed remember that. Sorry. I'm being a bitch, my bad. But why are you asking me if I remember that bitch? Oh. They messaged you. Huh. And what did you do? Because I'm praying that you're going to follow this up with, you blocked them the moment they messaged you, and that the reason you're bringing this up is because you need to confide in me and you need to vent because this dug up some unresolved trauma or something. That's what I'm really hoping that you're going to say, because that would be very acceptable. But I have a very, very bad feeling that that's not what you're going to say. No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. Just tell me. Just spit it out. Come on. I can already guess what you're going to say, so tell me. I want it in your own words. Tell me. Thank you. You responded, and then you met up with them. And how did that go? Oh, wow. I'm so happy to hear that meeting up with your abusive ex went well. How many times did they hit you? Only once? Maybe twice. They choke you this time. They push you down onto the bed and take what they want again. Is that your definition of things going well? No. Shut the fuck up. Don't lie. I know you fuck. Or well, to be more accurate, they fucked you. At least this time you can't call it rape, huh? Because you wanted it. Because you went to them looking for it. You were asking for it. You were quite literally begging for it. Crawling back to them for it. Good God, fuck. Oh, come on, don't make that fucking face. You don't like that word. You don't like the word rape. God, you really haven't gotten better, have you? Fuck. You still refuse to call it rape. My bad. My fucking bad. No, no, no. They didn't rape you. No, they just took what they wanted. They just abused you. Reckless abandon, not at all caring about what you needed or how you felt. Oh, but it wasn't rape, and you are definitely not just a fucking piece of rape bait. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. That crossed the line. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called you rape bait. I'm sorry. Fuck. Oh, no, 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 honey. I'm not mad. I'm severely disappointed in you. No, 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 no. Don't you fucking back up from me, okay? You are going to sit here and look pretty while I speak. Oh my God, save the act. Stop trying to pretend that you don't like this kind of shit. Don't pretend that you don't like the way my hand feels wrapped around your tiny little throat. I'm sure this is exactly the kind of treatment that you got from them whenever you decided to misbehave. Whenever you decided not to listen. 'Cause that's all I'm asking of you. When you act like this, I can honestly kind of get why they treated you the way they did. But the thing that I just can't get behind is how eager you are to go back to them after everything they did to you. You genuinely believe in that pretty little head of yours that they love you. Oh, if I knew that you were still so naive and stupid, I wouldn't have left for work for as long as I did. God. I leave you for just a few months, and you somehow manage to fully relapse and go crawling back to your ex. I really, really am disappointed. I'm so, so disappointed. God. All that time that you spent in therapy, all that money that I gave you to help get you better, it was all a waste. A waste of my time, waste of my resources, a waste of my affection. Yes, a waste of my affection. Because, good God, did I care for you? Christ, I took such good care of you during that period of your life. I did so much for you. And I watched you destroy yourself with your ex. And I'm the one who put the pieces back together when you fell apart. And I barely even got a thank you. I meant it when I said that I cleaned up all your messes, especially that 3 to 4 year long mess of a relationship that was. Now here you are, throwing away all the work I put into fixing you by crawling back to them. You love them still. You love them even after that poor, poor, poor display of love that they gave you. All the mistreatment, all the abuse, and you still love them. You still love them more than me. Do you even comprehend how much of a spit in the face this is to me? Do you even... Does it even register in that tiny brain of yours? You just thought that I would grit my teeth and bear this if you told me about this, didn't you? You thought I would just smile and nod, maybe crack a joke or two calling you an idiot, and that would be the end of it. That's not what's going to happen, I hope you know. I mean, the hand around your throat should have told you that, but I feel like you need a bit more to comprehend things than other people. You only seem to learn your lesson when that lesson is beaten into you over and over again. I mean, that's how you became so loyal to your ex, right? I'm still calling them your ex because they are your ex. You may have met up with them and fucked them once, but I'm not letting you go back to them fully. You are not theirs. Look, sweetheart, if you want to be abused that fucking bad, I'll give it to you. But I will be the only one who gets to treat you like that, okay? I think I deserve it, don't I? Oh, why do you look so scared? You shouldn't look scared. Isn't this what you wanted? You wanted to be abused, right? That's why you were so eager to run off to your ex. So I'm offering you a much better deal. You get to be abused, and I get to keep you safe from your ex. Yes, I'm keeping you safe. It's not really abuse if I do it. I'm just giving you what you want, right? Just giving you what you need. What your slutty little body was made for. The kind of treatment that you just can't seem to live without. Oh, don't worry. You'll learn to love it when it comes from me. You'll learn to really love it. Oh, don't deny it. You want to be abused. There's no way in that tiny little head of yours you genuinely thought your ex was better. Oh, hey, don't flinch away. Hey, don't flinch away. I don't like it when you try to move away from me, okay? I want you to sit still and do what you do best. Take it. Take it like the little fucking slut I know you are. The little fucking whore who craves abuse. Come on, no shame in it. Just be honest with me. See, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at all. I'll take care of you now that I know. I mean, I've always suspected it, but my suspicions have been confirmed. You'll never feel lonely again. I'm sorry for abandoning you. I'm so sorry. The loneliness must have made you do this. Yeah. Yeah. I left and you reverted. You don't just need to be abused. You need me. Makes sense. No, it's okay. No, my hand's just slowly sliding down here. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's okay. It's okay. You're okay. You're okay. I'll take care of you from here on out. I'll protect you from your ex. I'll protect you from yourself. Because it's clear to me now that you can't be left alone. So I'll take care of everything for you. I'll keep you safe. And I'll make sure that you really, really enjoy it. That you love it. Oh, come on now. Stop with the whining. You have two options right now, okay, honey? You can either take it like the good boy I know you are, or you can keep complaining and making this harder for yourself. Because either way, you can't stop me from what I'm about to do. Even if you wish you could. I won't let you. You owe me this. You fucking owe me this. But don't worry, I'll make sure this is a pleasant experience for you too. Yeah, come on. Can't you feel it? The way my hand is rubbing you through your pants. My fingers teasingly tracing the length of your cock. Rubbing up against the underside of it through the fabric. It feels good, doesn't it? Now imagine how good it'll feel without the clothes in between us. Imagine how good you'll feel when I'm pumping the cum out of you over and over and over again until you come undone. Until you fall apart from me. That's all I want, really. Is for you to fall apart from me. Not for them, not for your ex, and not for anybody else. Just me. So that I can put you back together just like the old days. Yeah, just like the old days. Back when your naivety didn't cost me so much. So much pain and grief and money. It's okay now, though. Yeah, it's okay now. Because now you're paying me back. You'll be paying me back every day for the rest of your life. And you'll like it. Or at least you'll learn to like it after I break you in. But you will learn. Even if I have to beat the lesson into you. But I hope I don't have to. So, stop whining. Let me unzip you without a fuss, and you won't get another slap, okay? Yeah, that's right, no more slapping and no more choking. Even though I think you like both more than you're willing to admit. Yes, 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 I know, I know. I won't treat you as poorly as your ex did. Because from what I heard, they didn't care about whether or not you felt good. They only care about how they felt. We'll have you know that my plan is a little bit different. You see, I want to make you feel too good. I want to make you feel so good that you forget yourself, your ex. Everyone else except for me. Cause I deserve it. Yeah. Oh, come on. Why don't you do me a favor and I'll treat you nicely? Yeah, just one little favor. Yeah, just stick out your tongue. Yeah, stick out your tongue right above your cock. Just like that, yeah. Oh, yeah, perfect, perfect, perfect. So good. Why am I making you do this? Well, no, don't close your mouth. Let my spit drip down your tongue onto your cock. I mean, we need lube after all, don't we? Yeah, you don't want me to just rub you dry. That would hurt. That would be abusive. Oh, yeah, look at your cock. Getting nice and slick with our shared spit. It's so good, isn't it? So fucking hot. Oh, I bet we taste good mixed together. Oh, why don't I just have a little taste? Mixed in with your breakup, fuck. It does taste as good as I imagined, fuck. Oh, sorry. I should have given you a warning. Guess I'm too eager, but I'm gonna start jerking you off now. I'm gonna start giving you the best hand job of your life. Oh, yeah. Little whimpers that you're letting out while my hand pumps up and down your cock at an excruciatingly slow pace. Oh, how about this? Oh, do you like it when I twist my wrist ever so slightly? Swirling my fingers around the tip of your cock, teasing it. From the way your hips are bucking, I'm gonna guess that you do like it. That makes me happy. That makes me very, Oh, you're so good when you're like that. Oh, you stop protesting very quickly. What happened to all that fight? Did it just disappear? I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by the fact that you're fucking easy. You should be ashamed of yourself, you know. Letting yourself get abused by your ex and now your best friend. You're pathetic. But it's a good thing that I love broken, pathetic things like you. I love you so, so much. That's why I'm doing this. That's why I'm milking your cock right now. Because I love you. Is that what they told you before? That they're raping you because they love you? Oh, maybe I'm not so different, huh? What a disgusting thought. The person that you loved, trusted the most in the world, your best friend since childhood, doing this to you, raping you. All this talk is just making you hornier, isn't it? God, your little brain really is broken. Oh, but you're so cute like this. Oh, your face. Oh, your adorable expression right now. God, I wish you could see it. God, I wish you could see it. Fuck. Oh, can't help myself. I want to fucking devour you. How do my lips feel? Nice and soft, right? Pillowy soft. Hey, who's the better kisser? me or your ex. It's me, right? Right? Yeah, it's me. Oh, you're still so sweet to me. Oh, fuck. Oh, would have known that my beloved best friend, the little sweetheart that they are, such a slut. Oh, God, your pretty cock is leaking pre-cum. God. I really, really, really can't help myself. Oh, you taste just as good as I remember. Fuck. Fuck, you're perfect. Oh, you're really, really, really perfect. You know that? So good. So, so, so good. You're such a good boy. You're so good at this after your many years of experience. I usually don't like to play with broken and used toys, but if I'm being honest, you're all that I've dreamt of these past few years, all that I've thought about. I've fucked so many other people, girls and boys alike. But every time I did it with one of them, I thought of you. I thought about how they could never compare to you, and how that bastard soiled you, ruined you before I got the chance to, and it pisses me off. It pisses me off really fucking bad. But it's okay now. Now you're mine. And I am going to savor you. That's right. That's enough of my hand. I know my hand isn't enough to satisfy you. An eager little slut like you wants more than just a hand. You want something nice, wet. Oh, come on, don't you want to feel my tongue? Oh, the tight, wet walls of my throat clamping down around your cock. It would be so good. Yeah, I know. It's okay, though. It's okay. Just don't think too hard about the fact that you're enjoying being raped by your best friend. Or do think about it if it makes you harder, because it seems like it does make you harder. Oh, you're so cute. Yeah. I'm drooling on your cock. Just like I fantasized. God, I love you so fucking much. I'll take care of you from here on out. Yeah. I'll make you feel good. My little rape toy. You're gonna be my perfect little rape toy from now on. I promise. I'll try to be gentle at least for a little bit. I'll tongue the slit of your cock. Sucking up all that pre-cum. That's so fucking good. Yeah. I'll suck on the tip a little bit while my hand pumps up and down the bottom of your shaft. You like it like this, don't you? Mm-mm. That's good. You taste so fucking good. I can even taste a little bit of your spit on your cock. You know it's not fair that you taste so fucking good. That you taste so addicting. You're starting to get even more excited, aren't you? Oh, I guess I really have to take you in deep now. Oh, come on, don't be scared, okay? I can take it. No, no, no. This isn't you giving in or you being weak. I promise. You're definitely not weak. Just let yourself feel good, okay? Just buck your hips up into my mouth. Yeah, I'll let you, yeah. While I play with your fucking balls. I want you to fuck my throat, okay? To slide your cock in and out just like you want. Yeah, I enjoy the feeling of you inside of me. Yeah. Oh, yeah, honey. Don't stop on my account. Oh, I don't give a shit about breathing, no. No, not when I can have your cock down my fucking throat. Come on, come on. Get back to it. I can feel you getting close. I can feel you getting more and more excited. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, honey, come on. Oh, fuck my throat until you come down it, okay? I want you to paint the walls of my throat fucking white. Give into the fucking pleasure. You're close. Yeah, just keep going then. I just can't go here. Oh. You came so hard down my fucking throat. Holy shit. God damn, you were really pent up while I was gone. Oh, you're such a needy little boy, fuck. But such a good boy. You did such a good job fucking my throat like that. You did a really, really good job, honey. I'm so, so proud of you. Good job, good job. But I'm sorry, it's not quite over yet. No. You think that you can just come and it'll be done? No, it's not that easy. You see, I want more from you. I expect more from you, honey. And what I really, really want right now is for you to block your ex from me, okay? You're never going to talk to them ever again. Ever again. Yeah. That's right, you're going to message them right now. But before that, a little something. I want to record a little something for your ex. Yeah, they need a little explanation video for why you're blocking them, right? You wouldn't want to just ghost them, would you? That'd be so mean. And you're a sweetheart. You'd never do something like that. Yeah. So let me just take your phone. Now, open wide, okay? Yeah, stick that pretty little tongue out and open wide. Yeah, just like that. And I'll pinch it between my fingers, just like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good shit. Fuck. Now close up that pretty little mouth of yours and swallow. Yeah, I want you to swallow, okay? Oh, yeah, just like that. With my hand wrapped around your throat so that I can feel the spit sliding down. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to show your ex this video. Yeah, let them watch you angrily gulping down my fucking spit. Oh, here. I'll take a picture of your spent cock. Something really, really know what we're up to. God, your cock really is pretty, isn't it? Oh, you're so cute when you're like this. All blissed out and brain dead. God, you're so perfect. And you're all mine. You're all mine to take care of. My perfect, broken little mess. Well, onto the other thing I wanted. Oh yeah, we're not done yet either. I want you to bend over my knee. That's right. Bend over my fucking lap while I sit on this fucking couch. Now come on, be a good boy. Come on, honey. You've been so good so far. Come on, you can take a little bit more, can't you, darling? Come on, can't you? Can't you be a good boy for me? Ah, there you are, so cute. So fucking obedient. I'll take a video of this too, actually. I'm just giving you a few spanks, that's it. Nothing too crazy, don't worry. But I do want you to count them out, okay? Yeah, I want you to count them out. Be a good boy and count them out for me, okay? Yeah, just like that. Come on. 2. Three. 4. 5. 6. Oh, your cute, perky little ass is getting all nice and red. Oh, you're gonna feel me for a couple of weeks whenever you sit down. Yeah, you're gonna feel that burning sensation and you're gonna think of me. What number were we on? I can't remember, honey. Fuck. Oh, can you remind me? What was that? Oh, I couldn't really make out what you said. What a shame. I guess we have to start over, huh? Come on. 1. Oh, good job. You can count. Good job, honey. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, look at you, doing so well. Now then, get up off my fucking knee. Come on. Yeah, get up off my fucking knee already, you fucking. Now go get cleaned up. Yeah, get the fuck out of my sight. Get cleaned up and then come back and we'll eat dinner, okay? And then after dinner, I'll just mess you up again.